For those of you who have partial vision, my colleague has just announced it. I don't know if you guys could hear her, but there will be screen projection. So if you want to see what is being demonstrated, move up to the front so that you can have a better view of these cool products that are going to be about to be shown. So I would encourage you to move to the front so you can get access to that screen and pick up as much knowledge as you can about these real cool devices.
Hi, this is Donna, and I'm treasurer of California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and I'm representing Bernice Kandarian, who's our president, who is unable to attend the convention, and like to welcome you here and to this presentation of the low vision aids and devices, reading assistive aids and products by HumanWear, presented by Craig Snyder and Garrison Snyder and Gabe Griffin. I know we'll all enjoy this very much. And if anyone is interested in becoming a member, I'm available this weekend.
My name is Craig Snyder, and I'm a owner of Access Technology Solutions. And with me today is Garrison Snyder, my son, and he's been working with me in technology since he was almost in diapers. And we are here to show you some new equipment today. And I think we've got the Kinect, I think, up on the monitor right now. Our company is called Access Technology Solutions. Our website is A as in Apple, T as in Tom, solutions, and then the number one.com. That's our website address. I got involved in this industry about 17 years ago when I lost my sight. And I got into this technology sort of by accident. I started a charity helping the blind with technology. Back then, there wasn't a lot of help, and that's how I got started. And then it's just kind of turned into a business, and we've been doing, you know, gangbusters ever since we started Access Technology in 2004. Right now, we're going to be showing you this new device from HumanWear, which I think is on the screen. It's called the Prodigy Kinect. And essentially, it's a 12-inch tablet that is an Android platform. It's got its own stands for OCR, which is optical character recognition, so it'll scan and read to you. It has all the Prodigy software installed on it, so it has all the diamond texting that you would have in your larger Prodigy desktop models. And it has the capability, of course, as you can see probably, of hooking up to a larger monitor. The big advantage of this thing is it gives the low vision person the mobility that they could take this device with them anywhere they go and be able to magnify anything, whether they're in a restaurant or on an airplane or anywhere, and to be able to visually see what is on the document that they want to read. This also has all the Android features, so you have email. So, you know, from this one device, you can do your email, you can do internet, everything that you would be able to do from an ordinary laptop. Do you want to show them some of the features, Gary? Do you got it hooked?
All right. So, like I was saying, this is the Prodigy Kinect 12. It has a very, very good camera on it. You also have a very good portability. You have a 5.5 inches height, and it is a 12-inch screen, so it's very portable and mobile for people. You don't have to carry something around. It's not really big. It has a quad-core A15 1.9 gigahertz processor. It uses the Android Lollipop 5.0. The camera is equipped with a 8-megapixel with LED flash, as well as a 2-megapixel front HD flash. It has a Wi-Fi connectivity, Bluetooth 4.0, and it has a GPS as well. It has a built-in 32 gigabyte storage with additional micro SD that you can add to it, up to 64 gigabytes. I'll go ahead and show you. Yeah, let me go ahead and hook that up.
Yeah, the other thing we want to talk about that the Connect has, which is a great thing for students or anybody that needs to have some kind of camera that can view distance, it has a 30-megapixel wireless camera, and it comes with this little clamp-on stand. So let's say you're in a classroom or, you know, in a meeting and you want to see what's on the blackboard or a whiteboard, you can put this up at the front and you could sit in the back and you could zoom in and see what the party is doing on the whiteboard or blackboard. So I think he's hooking that up now so you can see how this wireless camera does work. And this is probably one of the greatest assets of this device. Huh? You are zooming in? Okay. You want to tell them? You got hooked up?
This is called the Prodigy Connect 12.
Prodigy Connect 12. It comes in two versions. It comes with the base, which is just like the laptop. And then for another $300, you can get this wireless camera, which is, you know, 30 megapixel. It's quite a camera. And it's wireless, so it sends the signal wirelessly to the Connect laptop. Yeah, you can take pictures and videos and save them. I think you can save about 1,000 pictures on the. I think it's got a 32-gigabyte internal drive, like it's a SSD. I'm sorry. So I believe you can, you know, depending on the resolution, but almost 1,000 pictures, and plus you can save video also, which is pretty nice and unique. Do you want to show them about the wireless cameras? So he's taking some pictures now with the wireless camera, and I believe it should be up on the projector screen.
Yeah, it's on the projector.
Yeah. If anybody want us to do something different with this, we can. If somebody wants us to zoom in on something, we could. Somebody wants to hold a piece of paper up or something, we could zoom in and show you how it works. I'd say you can go, 30 feet, and then, well, he's working on that. We also brought with us today from Humanware the new Explorer handheld magnifiers. We have those too, so we could probably pass one of those around so people... Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Yeah, maybe. We could pass those around so people could see how those work. They come in a 3, 5, and a 7, and they're the newest addition to the Humanware line. And... Okay, and they're priced very competitively, approximately 10 to 12% less than the competition. And, of course, they do have the newer style LCD screens, which have much better resolution than...
So the distance camera for the Connect 12 is really good for viewing things on a whiteboard or a blackboard. Now, unfortunately, we don't have a blackboard or a whiteboard here, so could we have a volunteer that would be willing? We got one right in front of us. There we go. All right, so I'm going to zoom in with the distance camera.
How do you do the zooming?
The zooming is done by a little button, a little toggle button on the right side of the camera, and that is also clamped to this table. If we have any people that would like to come up and feel the machine for themselves, they're more than welcome. We'll go ahead and take a picture.
How stable is that zooming? Because I've worked with cameras in the past where you touch it and get shaken.
It has a stabilizer built into the program, so...
It's got good autofocus.
Yeah. It's got auto-stabilization, too.
But you really can't see what it's...
You want me to pass it around?
Yes, you can go ahead and pass that around. You want to go ahead and flip to the next page, and we could do the next page.
But the advantage of this wireless camera is it has a real high resolution. So, you know, with the Prodigy software, which has the Diamond Edge texting, it really makes a big difference when you're trying to view any kind of text. It comes in real sharp and clear. I don't know how it's working on this projector here, but...
Yeah, there's a little bit of degradation in the quality due to the projector that...
This may not be a good projector.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, we have... I think we have a projector. I think ours is around 3,000
lumens.
And some of the better ones go up to like 440, 400. But they can be quite costly, close to $3,000. So I don't know what kind of projector there is here, but...
So, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
If you had, when you first started, and projected on the screen, you had a text that was on the platform underneath the tablet. Let's say somebody gets tired because they either have an eye disorder that halfway through the day they got to switch to speech. Is there a way to do a scan and read?
Yes, it has OCR.
Yes.
Have a plug in if you want to actually demonstrate that with something you've got.
Yeah, I guess you probably could play with a headphone jack right there.
Yeah.
Is that
going to
be the most
software is the bigger.
Speak into the, because we're also web.
We're on the web.
And we have the folks on the way back.
Yes, it has the same software as the larger desktop models, so it has very good speech synthesizers. They come in real clear and crisp, so it's not like, you know, listening to that robotic voice. We'll go ahead and do that. So. One second, and we'll have that hooked up.
And so can you explain what you're doing so people have an idea of the process?
Yes, there is a, you want to go ahead?
Right now,
here, go ahead.
What I'm going to go ahead and do is we are going to, there are five buttons on the bottom toolbar. We'll start with the bottom one on the bottom left. It is the back button. Then we have the settings button right to the right of that. In the middle, we have the play and pause button. To the right of that, we have the minimize zoom, and on the very far right, we have the maximize zoom. And so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and press the play button and allow it to read to you guys.
All technical specifications are subject to change without notice. Unit dimensions and weight, Samsung Galaxy Note Pro packaging dimensions and weight, item height, width, depth, weight, without, with camera, project, and connect 12, 5.5, 13.5, 16, 8.85 pounds, 9.70 pounds, 140 millimeters, 342 millimeters, 406 millimeters, 4 kilograms, 4.4 kilograms.
How is that, folks?
Specifications, tablet. Specifications, profile, connect,
pull that out, just do it right off the machine.
12, display 12.2.
We apologize for the problems that we are having right now.
We got a lot of technology here, so I can kind of dial it off.
Unfortunately. All right, so now I'm going to go ahead and press the play button, and I will just go ahead and put the microphone up to the speaker of the tablet, and hopefully we can get a better result for you guys.
Quad A7 1.3 GHz OS Android Lollipop 5.0 Camera 8MP with LED flash plus 2MP HD connectivity Wi-Fi 802.11/B/G/N/AC.
We could also slow down the speech.
Yeah, maybe we should scan something that's not so technical, because that's kind of hard to
scan.
Saving, view, full page. Hotel information and amenities, hotel check-in time is 4.
Guys, we need to be on the mind.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. What, you're going to try it again? Okay, go ahead.
We're going to try it one more time.
4:00 p.m. Check out time I-5:11 a.m. Later checkout time is subject to hotel availability. Please inquire at the front desk. Each guest room contains one bottle of shampoo, conditioner, lotion, and a bar of facial soap located on the bathroom counter to the left of the sink. A bar of bath soap is located on the right side of the sink. Shower mats are located in the corner of the shower.
So there's a little summary of how smooth it can read some of the words on the page. We'll go ahead and give the mic back to Craig and have him explain some more.
Okay. So in closing on the Prodigy Connect, it is probably the one of the most advanced portable video magnifiers and OCR devices that is on the marketplace today. And one nice thing about HumanWare is, you know, you get all the free updates, and they're always updating it and making it better. I got one of these several months ago, and they come out with a couple of updates that really made it quite an exceptional tool for people that are low vision. And we're very impressed with it, and we're having a lot of success in using it with people that can benefit from this type of device. I don't know whether anyone got a chance to look at the handheld magnifier that we passed around. Those are the Explorers. Has everyone seen those? Oh, okay. We'll turn that on. And then we're going to show you one other device here. That's the HIMSS. It's the new GoVision. This is the newest lightweight 24-inch portable CCTV. It weighs about 10 pounds less than the competition that's on the market today, and it has a lot of advancements in their camera and in the capabilities over the competition. The camera has a full 340-degree movement, so you can swing it around, you know, any position you want. Once you have it, you know, on the desk there, it'll go 340 degrees. It's got the camera will zoom in, I believe, over 70 times. So, you know, you don't. Yeah, let's put that on. Can we put that on the big screen too? Okay. And we're going to switch that to the big screen so you can all see how that works, get an idea. And it also works with if these in a classroom, if the teacher or if you're at a meeting and you have one of these smart boards, you can transfer the beater, the info on the whiteboard to this device too. It has that capability. And this device has only been out a couple of weeks, so we just wanted to introduce you to some of the latest technologies that are available for low vision. You got it? Yeah, you want it? Go ahead. Yeah, we got some. They would have been in the box. We have some brochures. Yes, we'll be here tomorrow too, and we'll be able to give you more information. We do have brochures with us, so we can pass out brochures.
Okay, HDMI cable's plugged in, but it's not showing up on the projectors.
It's not. Well, that's a 24. There's much difference. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just tell them. Okay. We're not able to get, for some reason, we can't get this on the we can't get it to display on your projector here. It's connected. Is it connected there? So the only thing we could do is if people want to get a closer look, you know, we could welcome you to come over and put your hands on it and look at the screen, you know, right in front. No, still? No? So you got is it the same connector or are you using the mini display port?
HDMI to HDMI.
Is that what it is? It doesn't work. There's not, you can't get it to switch? Huh? Really?
Maybe it's the cord. We have one.
All right. We might have a problem with the cord, so give us a moment. We'll try to get that. I can answer any questions anybody might have on anything that...
If you have questions, please raise your hand and we'll bring a mic to you.
Yeah.
So these two devices are portable CCTVs, if you will, with a high degree of functionality. What would be things to consider that are better on one versus the other and vice versa? And in your experience having exposed to them, which one do you feel is...
Well, they both have different applications. The two devices that we've shown you are kind of different, you know. The Kinect is very small and portable. That you just carry it in a laptop carrying case, so it's very easy. The other one is kind of big. It comes in a carrying case that has wheels, and it's just not something that you're going to want to be, you know, taking with you everywhere. It's kind of like take it to where you got to do what you got to do, and then you bring it home. But it is a lot bigger because it's got a 24-inch monitor. So it's a much bigger piece of equipment. It's not for everybody, you know, but there's some people that like it. You know, they want to have that big screen when they're on a remote location. The Prodigy Kinect would be great for somebody who wants to, you know, be on the lightweight, you know, mobility, because it only weighs around, I think, less than 4 pounds. So it's not very heavy. The other one probably weighs, with a case, probably 20-some pounds, maybe, over 20 pounds. So there's a big difference in the size and the weight.
Besides on the tablet, on the Kinect, you said it's running Lollipop. What pre-installed apps are available to somebody that would be advantageous for a student or somebody who's working?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, you have... You know, all the apps that are already on there, you know, you can do... Here, I'll let his yours, and he can explain.
You have Dropbox. You have all the traditional Google programs as far as the Playbooks, the Gmail, the normal Google. You have the Drive. Let's go ahead and swipe over. We have Flipboard, S Note. We have the Samsung apps as well that comes with Action Memo, Evernote, PenUp, Scrapbook, SlideSync 3.0.
You're saying we have access to the Play Store?
Yes, ma'am.
And then my next question, you can connect with a Bluetooth keyboard or Braille display?
Yes.
Does anybody else have any questions? If so, say something so I can bring the mic to you. At this time, do you gentlemen have anything more you want to say, or can we invite people up while we let them take a look? And I'll set up, and in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I can start up doing... Huh? Oh, Gabe. Here, I'll let Louis...
Okay.
If folks want to come and look at the device, they can look.
Yeah, and then we can give you brochures when you come up.
Yeah. And, Gabe Griffith is going to set up to demonstrate the other cool piece of technology from HumanWare, which I'm looking forward to learning more about, is Braille Note Touch, which I think it's got a lot of good potential.
Is Gabe here?
Those of us.
Oh, okay.
Gabe
great.
Is here.
Okay, Gabe, you want to take over?
He snuck up on me.
I'll give you the mic.
That's Gary. All right.
Where should I go set up here?
Are you going to use the projector?
What kind of connection do you have?
HDMI.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. So it's right in front of you. There you go.
Cool. All right. Hello, everybody. So I'm Gabe Griffith, and for those of you that already know me, I apologize. I am here today with Humanware. So I've actually been with Humanware now for about 10 years. So I've seen many different generations of products come and in some places go, or some cases. And I think I've heard some in the audience, but who here has a VictorStream? All right, good to hear. Well, unfortunately, we're not here to talk about those tonight. So, but thank you, everybody, for coming. And if you do have questions about the VictorStream, I'll be around different places all weekend, and we can talk about that. What I am here to talk about today is our new Braille Note. So does anybody here have a Braille Note of some variety? Okay. So a little bit of history. The Braille Note first started about 15, 16 years ago, and with the Braille Note Classic, had around 16 megabytes of memory built into it, did some basic word processing. Later on, you could actually, if you had the right connections, get email, internet, and stuff like that, address list. We then moved on. There was a Braille Note PK. We then had the Braille Note M-Power, which built a little bit more memory and a few more capabilities. The last few years, we've had the Braille Note Apex. And one thing we've had with the Apex is as we move into the modern era of all these different applications and devices, and people want updates right away, and they want them pushed out to the update, and they want to be able to do Facebook and Twitter and download whatever apps they want. So Humanware is proud to announce, as Louis mentioned earlier, the Braille Note Touch, which the Braille Note Touch is built on an Android platform. We have rebuilt Keysoft from the ground up, so it still has your same familiar apps or programs, such as contact list, and internet, email, word processor, but we have modernized those programs. So, for example, Microsoft or the keyword program now, you can still type in contracted Braille and read in contracted Braille, but when you create a document, it creates it as a DOCX file. So you no longer have to worry about exporting a document and reconfiguring it and losing formatting and then being able to share it with a teacher or colleague or something. You are creating the same Microsoft Word DOCX file as everybody else that you're working with. Email, the Keymail, is, I'm very happy to say that it is a full functioning email program. You can now do things like IMAP. So if you have something like a Gmail account that is an IMAP account where you can manage emails across different devices and different platforms, your Braille Note now supports that. We also support Microsoft Exchange. So those of you that are in a work environment and use a Microsoft Exchange, you can do that. We can connect to all kinds of different wireless connectivity. The wireless connectivity is vastly improved. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? A couple of the things are that one reason we call it a Braille Note Touch is you are touching the touchscreen. So it, when you pull it out and look at it, it basically looks like any other tablet device with a flat screen touchscreen on it. And then we've got either an 18 or a 32 cell Braille display that is built into it. You type on it by laying your 10 fingers on the touchscreen. The Braille Note Touch will then vibrate and you're ready to start typing. And you type just by laying your fingers on the screen. You can rest, the best thing that is recommended is rest your wrists right on the Braille display, and then you type by just barely lifting your fingers and tapping the screen. It is virtually completely silent, So, you know, if any of you are like me and have grown up with the days of, you know, anything from a Perkins Brailler to, you know, to even the Braille devices that are currently on the market, you're typing away and your Braille device is going click, 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 click. Anybody here ever done that? Yeah, so the Braille Note Touch is completely silent. You can also, it's got the Android buttons on it, so it's got a left arrow. Well, let me back up a little bit. So on the front of it, we've got the four traditional thumb keys that HumanWare has always had on our devices. The two outer keys have been renamed. We just call those previous and next. And they will advance you through menu items, or if you're in an app that has buttons and links and edit fields and everything, it will move you through those. You can use, in all those places, you can use first letter navigation. So if you lay your fingers on the keyboard or on the screen and you know what you're looking for, you can simply type the first letter of it. And then back to the front of the display, front of the unit, the inner two thumb keys are now left and right. And so as you press those, they will scroll you a display width left or right. So you use those for reading. And then in between those, we now have three new buttons. So there's a left arrow feeling button that is the back button. So it'll take you back a menu level or a web page, website and browsing, stuff like that. In the middle is a round button that is the menu button. So when you press that, it'll take you back to the main menu. And to the right of that is a square button that is the menu key that if you press it once, it takes you to a context-sensitive menu that is kind of like right-clicking on your computer, and it'll give you different editing commands or different actions that you can do in a program, and it changes from program to program. If you press and hold it, it brings up your recent apps. So you can bring up recent apps, and that would be how you would easily scroll back and forth from word processing to internet to whatever other program you want. And the thing that is possibly most exciting about this is that since it is an Android device, it is fully approved by Google. So for the first time, you can have your Braille note taker and you can get virtually any application you want on there. So, you know, everybody that wants their Braille note to do A, B, C, D, X, and Z, you can pretty much now do that. So your Braille note is fully customizable to what you want it to do. And then one of the things, anybody that has vision in here, it is connected to an HDMI cable right now. So because it's a touch screen, it's a 9.5-inch screen, and in the center of that is about a 7-inch video display that, as you're working on the touch, can shows up so that you know, if you want to share it with a colleague or you know, if you're a teacher and you want to see what your student is doing, or if you're a student and you want to show your teacher, you don't have to go through any manipulations to hook up another visual display. It's right there on the Braille note now. And as you can see, it's with the HDMI cable. If you want to hook it up to a larger monitor for somebody to see, or a presentation like this so that everybody can see it in the room, all you do is plug in a cable and it works. That's all there is to it. You don't have to install KeyView for any of you that remember that. You know, you don't have to install USB drivers. You just plug in the HDMI cable and it goes.
Question.
Yes, sir.
In terms of using, you said that you have Braille. So is it running Braille back, or in the speech? And is it the speech is from KeySoft from the Braille, from the old Braille note, or is it running TalkBack since you are on an Android platform?
Good question. So it is on the Android platform, But Keysoft is what you're interacting with. So the Keysoft is what has all the accessibility in there. So it is Keysoft that's providing the Braille. And it does have speech. The speech that it comes with is a cappella. But because it's an Android device, you can switch to the Android voice. Or you can go to the Play Store and download any speech engine you want that's available on the Play Store.
Cool. Okay. Question number two is, in terms of, you know, using programs like Chrome or Firefox, have you had any experience with them, and what do you think about how they're handled when you're browsing the web with something other than the Keysoft browser?
Yeah, to be totally honest with you, this device is so new that I've had this one for about 6 days. So I haven't gotten a lot of that experience. When you go to the web browser is now built on Firefox. So everything that I've seen from other people that have been using it, it is very usable and very accommodating to be able to go to whatever website you want. Whether it's you looking something up on Wikipedia, or going to YouTube and pulling up videos and songs, it can do all of that.
So since you are hooked up to the audio, house audio, are you hooked up to the Wi-Fi here?
Yes, it is. I do have it connected to Wi-Fi. At least I did up in the room. I think it should work down here.
Try it.
So let's take a look here. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lay my fingers on the keyboard or on the screen. I got a little vibration. I'm going to hit I for internet.
Internet, key web.
Enter.
Key web, Google.
And we're there. So say I want to go to the CCB website and see what's going on at the next convention. I'm going to go same commands we've used before. I'm going to hit enter with O.
A. Search for enter address edit box. About. Home. Computer rail is required.
I'm going to type
W. W.
Actually, let me see if I can slow that down just a little bit.
Slightly faster. Fast. Normal.
Sorry, guys.
There you go, Jay. W deleted.
Let's see what we have here. So it's on the Braille display right now. It says search or enter. Sorry, my fingers have been having some problems lately, so my Braille isn't as fast. Search or enter address. So I've now got a W, so I'm going to continue on.
W, period. CCBNET, period. ORG. Loading. Skip navigation at a California Council of the Blind link. Page loaded.
So, now we're there. And I think the link is upcoming convention, so I'll show, back on that. I'm going to go U.
Upcoming CCB conference and conventions link.
And that's how easy it is to jump to a link. Enter.
Loading. Page loaded. Logo shows state of California with an eye in the middle graphic upcoming CCB conventions. So,
and then you can navigate if you hit space with T, as in Tom.
Headings. Form elements. Landmarks. List items. Links. Headings.
And so toggles you between the different navigational elements. And so, if you want to jump by heading, we'll go to heading, and then either space with 4-6 will take you forward by element, or space with 1-3 will take you back. So I'm going to go space with 4-6 to go forward.
Capital T.
Maybe.
2016 Annual CCB Conference and Convention, Heading Level 2. 2016 Conference and Convention Announcement, Heading Level 3.
you can just navigate through that. And then if you want to switch to links that are within that, you would hit your space with T.
Form elements, landmarks, list items, links.
And then we go back to space four.
Announcement six. First item list four items link. Word format link. Word format link. Word format last item link.
So that's how you get through a web page. And if you decide you're done with that page and you need to go back a page, you just hit that back button.
Loading. Upcoming CCB conference and conventions, the California Council of the Blind link.
Takes you
right page back. Loaded.
Right there, and it's loaded. So, you know, one thing, to kind of talk about the wireless a little bit is, in the past, it's always been really difficult, going back to the Empower days and even with the Apex. So it's been a little bit hit and miss with wireless networks and hotels and something like this hotel that requires you to select the network and then accept some terms and conditions. Those have always been a little bit sketchy, especially, you know, speaking from a tech support point of view, which is my normal day job. But this one, you go to wireless, it scans networks. I selected the network I wanted, and it brought up the acceptance page. I used my right thumb key to go forward until I found the accept button and clicked on it. To click on something, you can either hit the enter key on the keyboard, or you can press. We still have our traditional cursor routing button, so you can press one of the cursor routing buttons above the link or button to go into that. So, any other questions?
Main menu.
The only other quick question that I could ask I'm curious to know about is can you set up Dropbox? I know you have all these things, but does it support other, you know, third-party applications like Dropbox? And
so Dropbox is one that I think we're currently working on to you know, make it work totally. But if there's any accessible app in the Google Play Store, you should be able to download and run it on your Braille Note Touch. For example, the Touch doesn't come with an unzipping capability. But I went to the Google Play Store, and there's a free app called Easy Unrar. And you download and install that. And now anytime I click on a zip file, it brings up Easy Unrar and walks me through unzipping that program or unzipping that file. You know, you can install, you know, Twitter, Facebook, whatever app you want. So it is a couple of things. The Touch is running Android version 4.4, I think it is, which is KitKat. And part of the reason it's a little bit earlier version is that we did want to make sure that we found a good stable version of Android, so that there was no issues with it crashing or causing any accessibility issues. We did some research and found that, I think they say something like 50% of the Android devices that are out there and being supported by Google are running KitKat or earlier. So it's still a very popular, very supportable version. Something else that I do want to mention here is some of the pricing. The 18-cell Braille display unit goes for $39.95. The 32-cell model is $54.95. Those are the same prices that we had with the Braille Note Apex. And if you have a Braille Note Apex, you can trade it in. We have some trade-in programs that I believe it's about a $1,500 value for a 32-cell Apex, and I think it's an $800 value for an 18-cell Braille Note Apex. We do also take trade-ins on Braille displays and on other Braille Note, or not Braille Note, but other company note takers. So we will take other note takers if you have one by another company. Craig, who you guys heard from earlier, is our dealer in Southern California for this. He offers the same deals, I believe, right, Craig? Is he still here? Oh, he must have left. You're there. Oh, you're there. You offer the same deals, right? Okay. So did I miss anything on pricing or trade-in things that you can think of should be mentioned? So, you know, like I said, I'll be here. HumanWare doesn't actually have a booth this weekend, but I will be hanging out at Craig's booth with him from time to time the next couple of days, and we'll be around the convention different places. So, if you see me and want to see it, you know, feel free to grab me and take a look. Or what time are we looking at here?
5:09 p.m.
So it's only 5:09. So you know, it looks like. Hopefully they'll give us a few minutes, but do we have maybe 5 or 10 minutes if people want to come up and take a look at it?
If you want to go check it out, walk up to the device. And
if anybody wants to see it, come on up and put your hands on it.
So this thing has Bluetooth?
Yes, it does have Bluetooth. I believe it's running Bluetooth version 4.4. Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't go over many of the specs today. It's version 4.4. It does have 16 gigabytes of memory. It's running, I think, two gigahertz of RAM. Something else I didn't mention that is really cool is that all of the memory and all of the apps and storage is on a 16 gig SD card that is located beneath the removable battery. So it does have a user replaceable battery. And HumanWare, along with the launch of the Braille Note Touch, is announcing a program that we're calling the HumanWare Care Program that is basically your extended warranty that if you purchase it at the time of within 30 days of purchasing a Braille Note Touch, is I think $649, and you can purchase it for 2 years for I think about $1,200, $1,200-something. What that does is it gives you one Braille display cleaning, and if at any time during that care program time period, if your Braille Note Touch breaks and it has to be sent in for repair, what you would do is you would call HumanWare Tech Support. We would work with you and verify that it's a hardware issue that the touch has to be sent in for, and we would set up the RMA. You would then, once we verify that you're a member of the touch program, customer service would set up an order, and we will 2 days ship a loaner Braille Note Touch to you. Once you receive the touch, all you do is remove your SD card from your touch, put it in the little compartment underneath the battery on your loaner touch, and now your loaner touch has become everything that yours had. Same settings, same applications, same documents, everything. Don't have to worry about backing up and restoring. You just have to swap that card over. You then put your Braille Note into the box, put on the address label that we send you or send in the box, send it back to us, we repair it, get it back to you, and then you just reverse the process of taking the SD card out of your loaner unit, remove the battery, put the SD memory back into your own unit, and send us back the loaner. So if the touch has to be sent in for repair, it is... You'll be without it for very little time, just a day or two.
Excellent. Okay. Any questions for Gabe regarding the Braille Note Touch? Hang on, you need a microphone. Cause...
Bottom. Oops. Contacts. Key list.
Well, so any other questions, any comments on the note, the Braille note?
What are the differences between your previous version of Braille Note, the major stuff?
What are the differences between the previous Braille Note?
Yes.
Well, one of them is one big difference is there's not a keyboard on it. It's the touch Braille. One other thing I did mention or forgot to mention, it will come with a carrying case. This is so new, I don't even have one of the carrying cases yet. But it will come with a carrying case that has a keyboard built into it that will match up with one of the ports that's on the back of the touch. And if you want to type with keys, you just flip that keyboard down over the screen. It will lock in, and you can type just like on an Apex keyboard. Some of the other biggest difference is with it being an Android device, and you can pretty much customize your Braille Note to do virtually anything you want it to do. Some of the other differences are in KeySoft, where the word processor no longer uses a keyword Braille document; it uses a DOCX document. The email is compatible with things like IMAP and Exchange. So, it's no longer your grandfather's Braille Note. It's a fully updated note taker for a modern environment, and will do pretty much anything that a modern tablet device will do. Do we have it here? Yeah, it's right here in front of me. If anybody wants to see it, we've got a couple of minutes. And if you don't see it here, like I said,
okay,
I'll be at the booth tomorrow morning.
I wanted to ask a question with regard to that, and I want to welcome those of you who have joined on ACB Radio Main Event. My question is with regard to this, the display that you're showing. What kind of gives the price away for me is the availability for me, because right now I cannot afford it due to the income that I have right now. But I would like to know, does this unit support any type of JavaScript? In other words, if you can get on the internet, listen to your radio, and this and that and the other, as far as the display is concerned. Thank you.
To be totally honest, I haven't worked with it enough to know what it's going to do with JavaScripting. Yes, it uses. Yes, it uses Firefox for the web browser.
I want to thank everybody for having us and inviting us to your meeting here. We wanted to let you know that we're going to be here tomorrow. We will be in your exhibition room, and we will have the Prodigy Duo there. We didn't bring it in here because it's just too big to be carrying around, but we'll have that on display tomorrow, which is another product from Humanware that is similar to the Kinect, except it's the full desktop model. And then Gabe will be there with us, so if you want to take a closer look at the Braille Note Touch, then he'll be able to help you with that, and hopefully we won't have so many technical difficulties tomorrow. I want to thank you again and wish you all have a nice evening, and I hope you don't lose too much money here.
Okay, since we have a good number of the people who are at the casino playing their keynote game and whatever else, we do have one last person they would be coming on to demonstrate, to talk about, and give a brief overview of Fusion. And what Fusion is a screen magnification program that is designed with the user who is having a transitional issue from a screen magnification user down to a screen reader. And Stephanie Root, who is a member of the California Council of the Blind, is also an instructor at the Veterans Administration with assistive technology, is a user of this product and has been a ZoomText user for a while, and will go over some of the features that Fusion offers. And as soon as she is ready, she lets me know, we will be able to have her demonstrate what Fusion is able to give. And at the same time, we can see how programs like ZoomText and GW Micro, now part of AI2, have brought Window Eyes into the mix and created a very elegant solution to transition from screen magnification to screen reader dependency. So, Stephanie, you almost ready? I guess she's setting up still. So as soon as she is ready, we'll have it. Okay. One of the persons that, one of the things that I like about this new technology is that now people don't have to worry about feeling like having to relearn something when there is technology that can create a seamless transition from one mode of operation to something that requires more use of what the technology can do for us. So let's hope that she, oh, I hear something. We're getting ready to go.
I'm here presenting ZoomText Fusion. ZoomText Fusion is a product that AI2 and Window Eyes, who merged as a company a little over a year ago, have put out as a product that allows you to have full screen reader along with full magnification product. The concept is that folks that have low vision or have decreasing vision, like folks who have macular degeneration, RP, Stargardt's, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, deteriorative disorders, will have the opportunity to use the ZoomText enlargement feature for as long as they can and gradually work their way into using screen reading because it'll be built into the system. And so...
Base.
It has all of the features of ZoomText that we've all come to know. And they're all still there. There's only maybe a couple of minor changes, but everything else is identical to what you're used to using. And the screen reader keystrokes are very common to what you're used to using with many other screen readers. Insert down arrow will read you your page. Insert B will read you your box. Insert F12 will give you the time. Insert F11 will give you your... system tray, insert W will find out your wireless status.
9 networks available.
I'm not connected, apparently.
Estimated battery charge 94%. Estimated life 4 hours, 3 minutes.
So I have a full screen reader on board. One of the nice new things about ZoomText Fusion is the ability to set it up by yourself. You can take it out of the box, pop it into your CD-ROM drive, and it has something called a startup wizard. And the startup wizard allows you to select all of your preferences right out of the box without having somebody sighted to come help you. I'm going to run a brief video to show you what Setup Wizard is.
Space. Slide.
Using the setup wizard.
Left.
The ZoomText Presenter Fusion setup slide. Wizard appears slide. The first time you start the program after it's been installed.
Presenter view slide.
But alternatively, you can launch it from the ZoomText settings menu by first pressing Ctrl-Shift-U to bring up the user interface.
Zoom text user interface, Zoom text 10.1 button.
Then either clicking or pressing Alt-S for settings.
File F pull down. S. Setup wizard. S dialog.
And then press Enter on Setup Wizard, or press S on the keyboard.
Menu close. Zoom Text Fusion Setup Wizard. Welcome to the Zoom Text Fusion Setup Wizard.
The Setup Wizard lets you set up some common features right away and guides you through the process of customizing Zoom Text Fusion. From your magnification level, enhancements, to speech preferences, you'll want to go through this first to get Zoom Text configured the way you like it. Simply click the Next button, or press Alt-N to continue through the wizard.
Zoom Text Fusion Setup Wizard Progress 10. You can adjust the magnification to make the screen appear larger or smaller.
Go back by pressing Alt-B or clicking the Back button.
B. Zoom Text Fusion Setup Wizard. Welcome to the Zoom Text Fusion Setup Wizard.
Or cancel out of the wizard at any time by pressing Escape or clicking Cancel. This will pop up a dialog and inform you that all settings will be reverted to their previous value.
Yes, Y button. Dialog Setup Wizard. Are you sure you want to cancel the wizard? If you choose yes, all settings will be reverted back to their previous values. Default Yes, Y button. No, End button. Y button.
The Setup Wizard is just one of the many friendly features you'll find in Zoom Text Fusion. Be sure to check out other Learning Center top...
Space.
So, the Fusion interface, the Zoom Text interface, has everything you're used to. The Reader tab, the Magnification tab, and the Tools tab. They have added the Fusion tab, and the Fusion tab has some new buttons, Setup, Navigation Mode, Page Mode, Learning Center, Tutor Mode, and Pronunciation. And Learning Center, what we just watched was an example of one of the 50 videos you get from the Learning Center. And they keep coming as the product is updated. I forgot what I have next on my next slide.
Space.
Learning Center. So there's... It comes with approximately 50 short videos that are scripted so that everything's alike. You have videos, you have MP3s, or you have text of all of these learning tools. These learning tools cover things from basic computer use for Windows 7, Windows 8.1, and Windows 10, along with Microsoft Word and Microsoft Outlook. In addition, it has tutorials for magnification and speech settings. And none of the videos or the content, none of it is any longer than about 7 minutes or less. So that Setup Wizard was an example. I'm going to run one more short video, which will show you how the Learning Center is set up and how it is a self-contained product within Zoom Text. You don't need to load any more new programs. You don't have to worry about controlling another media source. It's all built into Zoom Text.
Space. Space.
I passed it, sorry.
Zoom Text Fusion, is it right for me-PowerPoint?
Here we go again. Come on. Oh, there we go.
Slide 1 of 12, Zoom Text.
Come on.
Left.
Come on.
Left, top, and the...
Of course, anytime you present, the gremlins come out.
Using the Setup Left. Wizard.
Left. See a presenter view slide. Presenter view slide. Left. Left. Left.
Okay, let's try this.
Left. Welcome to Learning Center. Hello and welcome to Zoom Text Fusion Learning Center. Here, we will teach you how to use Zoom Text Fusion through a comprehensive series of tutorials. To skip this video and go right to the home screen of available training topics, press Ctrl H. This video covers the basics of using Learning Center and will help you get the most out of this self-paced instructional tool. Note that you will need to be connected to the internet to view these tutorials. Pause this or any other video at any time by holding down the Ctrl key and pressing P. Press the same key combination again to resume. To stop playback, press Ctrl S. The Learning Center tutorials are organized into categories. You'll find large graphical buttons for each of the tutorial categories on the home screen of Learning Center, which you can get to at any time by pressing Ctrl H or clicking the Home button on the toolbar or file menu. You can move between categories by clicking on their associated graphical button on the home screen or by opening the View menu with either the keyboard or mouse. Keyboard shortcuts are available to bring you directly to categories as well, where you'll find a list of content. Use your arrow keys to select a tutorial and press Enter to play it. To jump to the Getting Started tutorials, press Ctrl 1. For magnification tutorials, press Ctrl 2. For speech tutorials, press Ctrl 3. Computer basics, such as navigating menus, dialog boxes, and text with the keyboard, press Ctrl 4. For tutorials on browsing the web, press Ctrl 5. And for Microsoft Office tutorials, press Ctrl 6. The Media Player in Learning Center offers several commands for playback and volume control. You might want to zoom out by pressing Alt Numpad minus so you can view the whole screen. Remember, you can zoom back in at any time by pressing Alt Numpad plus. For mouse users, you'll find corresponding toolbar buttons for each of these commands at the top of the Learning Center user interface. You can also find all of these commands under the Player menu found on the Learning Center menu bar. All of the commands have corresponding hotkeys as well. To play pause, press Ctrl P. To stop the video, press Ctrl S. If you'd like to rewind or fast forward a video, press Ctrl F6 or Ctrl F7. Adjusting volume can be done by pressing Ctrl F11 or Ctrl F12. To go to the previous or next video in the current category, press Ctrl F5 or Ctrl F8. If you need subtitles, you can turn them on by either clicking the subtitle icon on the playback controls or pressing Ctrl F9. Lastly, you can also search for a specific topic by opening the file menu and choosing Search or pressing Ctrl F. Then simply type in what you're looking for. You can even filter the type of content displayed in each topic. Once you are in a topic, such as Getting Started, click the filter icon and choose one of the options. If you're using the keyboard, press Ctrl 0 to show all content. For audio content only, press Ctrl 7. For video content only, press Ctrl 8. And for text content only, press Ctrl 9. We hope you find the tutorials here in Learning Center.
Space.
With the Learning Center, you also have the ability to download any of these videos. As an instructor, I download videos for my students as we come to topics so that they can easily access them if they haven't mastered the Learning Center by then. And they're able to play and replay the videos as many times as they need until they learn the concept or the skill. And it's just an addition to what they're learning when I'm teaching them. For individuals who are moving from screen enlargement to screen reading, the videos are very helpful because, of course, it's giving you all the options, mouse and keyboard use, so that you can learn how to use the screen reader in a more seamless manner. The next item is tutor mode. Tutor mode you were hearing during my problematic setups where you heard the voice go really high. Tutor mode is an option that they put in for those who are moving from screen enlargement into screen reading and don't know quite what key to press. I'm going to minimize and go to the desktop, one hopes.
D. Zoom text 10.1 wants attention. Dropbox list view 11 of 11. Location Dropbox left parenthesis / users / Stephanie / app data / roaming / Dropbox / bin right paren. Press the arrow keys to navigate the list. Press enter to open the selected item. Press F2 to rename it.
So what it did was I waited, I paused for more than 2 seconds. And because I didn't touch anything, I didn't do anything, you heard the higher-pitched voice. The voice can be the exact same sound or exact same voice as I'm using, but to make it different or stand out so that you knew that it was a prompt from the program, I was able to make the pitch higher. I can also slow down or speed up the prompt time. Perhaps I'm a very new user, and I don't want but maybe a second prompt, one second for it to wait before it gives me the prompt. Maybe I become fairly good at using it, but every once in a while I forget a keystroke or how to interact with something. Like, for instance, when I'm in a form and I come to a drop-down box, I might forget how to navigate or utilize that, and it will tell me to use my arrow keys or use my down arrow to interact with the combo box or hit the space bar to check a checkbox. So tutor mode is something that is
Zoom text bottom
put into the program to help learn the screen reading.
Space.
I'm going to skip this, I hope.
Presenter view slide. Space. Slide.
Browse mode and page navigation. Browse mode is a way of automatically detecting forms. I have mine set up to start reading the whole page when I either open an email or go to a new web page. It will also announce some of the different elements on the web page. It will also allow me to jump from heading to heading using H or L for links or B for buttons, many of the what one thinks of as quick navigation keys. In addition, I can do insert F7, and that's going to give me a list of links, but it will also allow me to look at other elements on the page, and that's the page navigation element of this. Page navigation can also be used in Word. I'm going to open up a Word document.
Pane. PowerPoint slide bottom. Pane. Zoom text fusion is a... Zoom text fusion is a... Right. Zoom text info. Zoom text info. Zoom text fusion. Zoom text in S. SoCal gas cap S. Spelling errors 8. Opening dash word. Print layout. Provides header, footer, cover page. 2x. 2.3.5x. 4x. 4.5x.
And so if I do an insert F7, the first thing it found is in the bottom of this document there are two links on the page. And it brought
hyperlinks
me to
www.net.org list view 1 of 2. Two hyperlink.
And that would take, if I press enter, it would take me directly to that link for CCB.
www.acb.org 2 of 2.
I'm going to hit the tab key.
Focus item, my button. Cancel button. Sorting order document, D-radio button check. Information selection, hyperlinks H. Information selection, spelling errors, L-radio button check.
So now it says spelling errors.
Spelling errors, assignments list view 1 of 9.
There are 9 spelling errors. I can go directly through the whole list, or I can go to a specific spelling error.
Calapse 2 of 9. Elements 1 of 9. Spelling errors dash word. Page 1 of 3, column 1 of 1, print layout. Spelling errors dot duck style normal.
So let me pull my cheat sheet out, because they have created an easier way of using spell check than going back and forth between the pane on the right-hand side. Alt apostrophe is going to take you to the next spelling error, and Alt semicolon will take you back a spelling error. So I'm going to hit the application key, and on my keyboard there is none, so I'm going to do a Shift F10 to bring up the
menu
list.
Menu opened elements.
And if I want to spell that, I can do an insert tab.
Elements. E-L-E-M-E-N-T-S.
And press enter.
Spelling errors dash word menu closed. Page 1 of 3 column. No errors. Spelling collapse.
Collapse, but my view didn't go there, so I'm going to do an insert F7 again.
Hyperlinks www.net.org. Information selection information selection spelling sorting or information spelling errors S collapse. Page 1 of 3 column 1 of 1 print layout spelling.
So I want to hear the spelling error.
Line. Character.
Yeah.
Word. You can collapse parts of the document in line, character.
Oh, come on.
Apply normal style. Apply normal style. Word. Line.
Thank you, gods.
Apply normal style.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing the right command.
Collapse. C-O-L-L-P-S-E.
That was the misspelled word. And now if I do the shift F10.
Menu opened collapse.
And it says collapse, but I want to make sure, so I'm going to do an insert tab.
Collapse. C-O-L-L-P-S-E.
And press enter. So
spelling errors dash word menu closed.
An example of using the page navigation. There are other elements in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and of course the internet, which page navigation will show us. In addition, let me see if I can connect to the internet.
Video provides a powerful way to help you prove. OneDrive not signed in one of type of keyword.
Way.
Notification error. Zoom text 10. Spelling errors. Type column and then click page. Not print layout. Print layout. Dell touchpad. Dell. MX511 100%. Notification center. New notification. MX. Not connected. Dash connections are available.
And let's see if my wireless will work.
Left. Taskbar. Network connections. Link network settings. Network connection 0212169 conference LTE 12 HTL 1030 network connections network conference WIFI VA Hus hotel open left VA Hus hotel open checklist 02 connect left Internet Explorer. Please read the one form three landmarks one link terms and conditions by clicking the button below. You signify that you agree to the terms. I agree, but.
And I stopped the reading with control or the quiet key and accepted the terms. That was a part of the automatic reading feature. I have mine set to the whole page, but it can be set to just the first 21 lines or characters or none. You don't have to have it read at all if you don't want. So now I'm going to...
http://A. Menu opened. Favorites. A pull down. Add to favorites. A dialog. N. VA... Link myvegas.com, one form, nine links, email address.
Oh, come on.
A, menu opened, favorites, a pulled, N. Email address, lord13@g.
So I went to the National Library Service, and I have already saved my information, so I don't have to type it out, but you heard a pop. That pop was the automatic forms recognition. It will turn itself off, turn the auto navigation off so that I could actually type in this field. And then I can use the tab to navigate.
Password ****. Login button. Space. Braille Institute Library Services 5 forms.
So I could have let it read. I'm going to hit the E for edit.
Search the collection edit.
And I'm not going to do anything. And it didn't make a pop noise, so I'm going to force it to pop.
Browse off. Search the collection edit.
Tutor mode should kick in. But I'm not going to hold my breath. Everything goes wrong when I'm here. But it should have gone and told me that I could type in text here. If I tab.
Go button.
Come
press
on.
The space bar to activate the button.
So there was tutor mode.
Search the collection, edit. J-A-C-K space R-E-A-C-A-E-R. Reacher. Go button. Press the space bar to activate the space.
And like any other web page, I can
select
use
heading.
Headings to go to books.
Heading 1, audiobooks. Heading 2 in the title left. Heading 4, link 61 hours, a Reacher novel DB71004.
Now, let's say I wanted to follow this because I want to put this on my wish list so that I can download it on my Victor. So I can press enter here and it will activate the link.
Heading 4, visited link 60, heading 1, Bard. Heading 5, 61 hours, a Reacher novel DB71432, headings 13, links, link child, E, link child, E, reading time 11 hours, 35 minutes, read by link Mark Delgado, a production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Subjects link suspense fiction, link bestsellers. Series link Jack Reacher novel volume 14. Description: a bus accident leaves former military cop Jack Reacher stranded in a small South Dakota town. Police recruit him.
So I decide, okay, that was the book I wanted, and I want to add it to my wish list. Well, the add to my wish list is a link, so I can use the letter L.
Link download 61 hours, a Reacher novel. Link add to my wish list 61 hours, a Reacher novel.
And I simply hit the space bar.
Visited
and
link.
I've just now
heading
added that book to my wish list. So that's an example of our page navigation and browse navigation.
Pane, spelling errors dash documents. PowerPoint slideshow dash left bracket zoom tech bottom. Top, slide 9 of 12.
Okay, let me magnify out.
1.1. 1x.
Okay.
Left.
What I'm seeing and what you're seeing are two different things.
D. Dropbox list view. PowerPoint slideshow. Book 61. Spelling errors. Documents. Zoom text fusion. Is it right for me? Dash PowerPoint top. End of slide. 08. Black screen present. Left. Slide. Left.
Pronunciation. Pronunciation is a dictionary that allows us to put in an alternative. For instance, maybe I'm doing stuff for the CCB or for my chapter, and I'm using CCB a lot because the stuff that I'm writing is going to chapter members and not out to the public. But I want to hear it say California Council of the Blind. I could activate the pronunciation button on the Zoom Text Fusion interface window, and it would then give me the opportunity to write the word as it appears, CCB or Porsche as it would be written. And then I would tab, and the next field I can write however I want it to state it. So I could write out California Council of the Blind, or I could make phonetic pronunciation of Porsche so that it would say Porsche correctly. That is an example of pronunciation. As of course, our screen readers have gotten much better, and we don't have to do as much with this as we used to. But the pronunciation wizard can really help with things that you might do regularly at school or work where the pronunciation makes you crazy throughout the day.
Pen slide. Left.
And finally, Zoom Text currently offers, I would double check with the company. Let me find my pricing. But they currently have some good prices up. For the standalone CD copy, it's $999 as an introductory price. For the USB version of this product that you can go and take with you from place to place, it's $1,099. To upgrade from any other version of Zoom Text, Magnifier, it's $5.99. To upgrade from Magnifier Reader, it's $3.99. And to upgrade from a paid version of Windowize, It's $99. This is a limited time offer. They also are offering some introductory prices for people who have multiple seat licenses or district licenses for schools. So if any of you out there on the web work with a school district and have Zoom Text and would like to upgrade your system, this would be a good time to do so because the price is right. At this time, I'd like to take any questions from whoever's left here. There's somebody. Is there? Who's got them?
Okay. I'm not going to project. Eric Calhoun. I thought I'd recognize you. Is that Stephanie?
That is correct.
You remember me? You
said yes, I do. I remember when you were a little kid.
Okay. Then you understand what I'm about ready to ask you. I'm 42 now. Okay. I wanted to know, basically, I've heard a lot of great things about Zoom Text. Unfortunately, I'm not able to see it because of certain things. But for this one, you says it worked. You say it works with Windows 10, okay? And basically, how compatible is it with Windows 10?
It is fully functional with Windows 7, Windows 8.1, and Windows 10. It's fully functional with Internet Explorer, Firefox. It will be working with Chrome. They're working on making it work with Chrome. It works with Office 2007, 2010, 2013, and they're currently working on making it work with Office 2016. Nice. I'm using Windows 10, however, it's fairly new to me, so I'm making mistakes more than it's making mistakes. And they've been using Windows 10 with it since they developed the hybrid of Fusion. And basically what Fusion is Zoom Text Magnifier Reader merged with WindowEyes. And WindowEyes is a full screen reading program merged with Zoom Text, a full magnification program. There are people out there who work in small rural areas where there's only one person to instruct, and that one person may be totally blind, but they have to instruct partials. And so this product, they are very happy and glad that it's come about because now they know what their students are doing. Any other questions?
Hi, Stephanie. It's Steve Bauer. Two questions. Using Windows 10, I don't know if it's the case with 7 or 8 because I haven't tried it, but I'm in the category of totally blind person instructing partially sighted folks. On the internet, the tracking between what is spoken and what is shown on the screen seems to be working if you're in browse mode with Firefox, but not with Internet Explorer. And I'm wondering if there's a setting that one has to do. Do you know anything about that?
Go ahead.
And the other question I had was, there's several keyboard layouts, and I understand the WindowEyes keyboard layout, of course, and the Zoom Text keyboard layout, but what is Zoom Text to WindowEyes, or WindowEyes to Zoom Text? I haven't figured out what that exactly is.
I left mine at the standard Fusion one, which basically is using a lot of the generic, as I say, screen reading commands. In other words, the thing, you know, insert down arrow, insert F11, insert F12, insert B, insert T, that are very common and very known through a lot of different programs. And also, it keeps almost all of the Zoom Text keyboard commands that many people have come to know, which makes it easier for somebody who is low vision and has been using Zoom Text gradually move into screen reading completely. As to your first question, I have seen some problems working with my clients with the tracking on Windows 7 with the navigation mode. However, I think it happens to be the machine I'm using because I'm using Windows 10, although it's not Windows 7. My tracking is perfect right on. It's matching word for word and doing quite well.
Which browser are you using?
I'm using Internet Explorer.
Okay.
And my student is using Windows 7 with Internet Explorer. And it does fine until it gets to the bottom of the screen. And then sometimes it then starts, it still keeps moving like it's reading, but the screen does not advance. And in those cases, the particular student I'm working with right now wants to use the ZoomText keyboard. And the ZoomText keyboard, he's able to turn off ZoomText, tell it, yes, I want to start, quit, wait a few moments, and restart. And usually when he restarts, it kicks ZoomText back into place. So there's maybe a bug that I'm not aware of. I try to send out error reports as often as possible. Even if one doesn't get created by ZoomText, I'll send them an email.
Right. And which keyboard layout are you using when you said you were able to use the...
I'm using the default choice, which is what they call ZoomText Fusion.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And I know there's somebody else with another question, so I'll come grab that mic.
I have two questions. Oops, too close. I know that JAWS and Magic merged. They bought out Magic, which is a magnification reader, and they made it so the two work. How is ZoomText Fusion in relationship with WindowEyes and ZoomText working together? What's the difference, and how much better are they, which I hope they are?
Magic and JAWS are Freedom Scientific products. I use JAWS myself at work because that's what I've got. But I'm using, for my magnification, ZoomText. Sometimes it tracks and sometimes it doesn't. With their own product, when I have done demo, run demo versions, I still find that I have had difficulty with the tracking, even amongst their own products. With WindowEyes and ZoomText, like I said, for the most part, I find that the tracking is right on. The person who's sighted trying to find out where the screen reader's at, they actually can see it. The highlighter is following it. They're able to see exactly where they're at. Remember, WindowEyes and ZoomText merged a little over a year ago, and they've been working on this project for over a year. They went out to the public, and they asked a number of low-vision users, what do they want in a product? And they came back with a lot of the stuff that's in this product. They weren't intending for it to be used by somebody who's totally blind, but they're getting lots and lots of requests for this product because, like I was saying, they were able to teach or that kind of thing. And the company is very open to recommendations from the client base. They want to hear from those of us who are out there using it, find out what the bugs are, what is working for them, what's not working, what do they want to see in the product. They're very client-focused and client-oriented. I like the way they've worked together, and the folks from WindowEyes stepped in with the company and are working quite well. And your other question?
Well, in response to what you just said, I feel that GW Micro and A1 Square, they're definitely a kinder and gentler company. Just on principle, I wouldn't buy from Freedom Scientific. And my other question is, I've had a lot of problems trying to get help, like sending emails and just trying to, I've learned little bits and pieces and trying to put it all together. And I really think with some help, I think I could really learn this stuff.
Well, you've got a sample of some of the Learning Center videos. Right now, there's about 50 of them, and some of them are videos. I mean, they're all video. there's three formats. Everything is totally scripted so that whatever appears in the video is the same exact thing that's in the audio MP3 that's in the text file. You can download any one of these or all of them. I just happen to do the videos because I work with a lot of guys who are wanting to see the thing. And it gives you the opportunity to walk through it over and over and over again until you understand it and get it. And they're going to continue to add videos to this platform each time they roll out updates to the product. So there will always be more videos coming. And the idea is they want you to be able to use the product with the things you want to do. So the spell check that I showed you, they do a much better video in 3 or 4 minutes of how to do spell check. And you can watch it as many times as you want till you get it. Are there any other questions, or is that it?
How long would it take to learn this? Could I do it under a month, or what?
It all depends on your motivation, depends on your willingness to try and practice. I don't know what resources are in your community.
I'm in San Jose.
And I'm in Southern California, so... but the tutorials in themselves and the tutor mode are going to help you tremendously in just learning the product and how to interact. You get on the internet and you're filling out a form and you don't know what to do. You wait a couple of seconds and it's going to tell you press the space bar to check the checkbox or use your arrow keys to select a radio button.
And the other thing is, you know, I would want to use the speech, but I love geography, and that's going to require magnification if I want to look up something on a map. And can you switch back and forth fairly quickly?
Oh, yeah. There's keystrokes. When I was messing with the magnification, Alt plus and Alt minus are going to be my magnification. Increase, plus is increase, minus is decrease, so Alt plus and minus. I want to change the speed of my voice. Control plus, control minus. There's also some on-the-fly switches. There is Sappy Voices, the original Kate and Paul, and I forget the name of the one that you were listening to.
And can that be slowed down? It was
slightly
fast for me.
And I did slow it down. This is slow for me.
Well, I'm probably slower than you.
That's okay. If you're just beginning, you're going to be slower. You can adjust. Steve is quite familiar with WindowEyes. Some of that on the fly, Alt-Shift, and then your right arrow to choose what. So let me...
Screen. Keyboard. Mouse. All. Screen. Volume, tone, pitch, rate. Top left. 1.2x. 1x. 1.2x. Not in table mode.
Oh, come on.
Numlock on. Not in table mode. Numlock off. Volume, keyboard, mouse, all, screen. Not in table mode.
No.
Tone, pitch, rate. Not in table mode.
Okay. It's going to be stubborn because it keeps jumping on me. But I could choose screen, and then I could choose rate, and then I could slow down the rate of the reading back to me to as slow as I wanted to. I can magnify up to, I think it's 64 times, so you could have just a single letter on your screen.
I'm very interested in this. May I purchase this from you?
I don't sell it, but I have a demo. I have more than enough demos. I can send some back with Steve. He can take them back to Braille Institute. It's a 60-day demo that can be used. If you like it, you can contact AI Squared. There's also vendors in the local area. AI Squared can give you your local vendor for your area in which you can contact and purchase the product. Any other questions? Mr. Herrera, would you like to close out this event? Coming.
Okay, well, sounds like, Stephanie, you've unveiled a great deal of knowledge and information regarding this product, and that's probably why you're so good at what you do, because I wouldn't be able to know where to start with this product. It obviously has a lot of potential, and I like all the features that Fusion offers, especially that those tutorials that are built in that kind of guide you through the process. So it makes a difference. And to comment on Steve Bauer's question, I installed Fusion and immediately had to go change to a Windows keyboard. Otherwise, I was dead in the water. So it's a lesson learned. So, oh, that's another thing, and I will jump in on this on behalf of Stephanie. If you have Windows Eyes and you're a Windows Eyes user and you take advantage of their $99 offer to upgrade to Fusion, and your concern is that you may lose Windows Eyes, actually you don't lose Windows Eyes. What they do is assign a new serial number to you for the Windows Eyes portion of it. And you can set up a shortcut to launch Windows Eyes only, and not have to worry about, you know, having to deal with Fusion Zoom Text, especially if you're not using magnification. I have created a shortcut for myself simply because I don't look at Fusion, but I know how to use the screen magnification portion so that I can help my colleagues and other people. But I primarily use Windows Eyes, and it works great. So thank you, Stephanie. I think you've done a great job. And I'm just going to go ahead and say thank you all for showing up. And I know that we are at Viejas Casino, and it's a great place to be, but some of the people that always want to learn about technology, they're too busy learning about the technology on the slot machines. And that's a shame, because slot machines are only going to take their money away. So thank you very much. And on that note, we will say thank you for your presentation.